Remember that trade deal that pitted President Obama against many in his party and you may have thought was killed on Tuesday? Well, it's alive today. You might remember on Tuesday, the Senate rejected a measure that would have advanced the White House request for more trade negotiating authority on the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. But today, the Senate reversed itself and easily approved a leap over a procedural hurdle. Now they have a clear path to moving forward, perhaps as soon as next week, to give the president so-called fast-track status. Let's explain what all of this means with Marilyn Geewax, a senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, first tell us, remind people, what President Obama wanted from the Senate.
Yeah. Boy, he's had a crazy week in Washington. Mm-hmm. The president started out the week asking the Senate to renew this expired trade promotion authority. A lot of people call it fast-track authority. Every president, going back to Richard Nixon, has had this authority at some point in their presidency. It makes it easier for them to negotiate. Basically, what it says is you can negotiate a deal, put it in a package, bring it to Congress for a yes or no vote. You put it on that fast track. There are no debates over amendments. You just either agree or disagree with it.
Well, and now remind us, there are a lot who disagree. This is, again, the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. On one side, the president pushing for it and also fast track status so that there's just this up and down vote, as you said. On the other side, people like Senator Elizabeth Warren, who were very wary of the deal. We'll get to her side in a minute, but why not? Why did the president and the White House not want there to be any amendments to it or discussion of it?
Well, he just says that, you know, when you talk to the negotiators on the other side of the table, this deal that ultimately they want to get to, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, it involves 12 countries. And if you're, say, Japan, you don't want to shake hands with the president, say, we're all done here. Everybody folds up their papers, goes home, and then Congress keeps amending it.
Right.
So the president says he's got to have first this fast-track authority renewed, and then he will move on to completing this Pacific deal.
Right. And what did the Elizabeth Warren side of the debate say?
Well, it really reflects this big divide among Democrats, where there are lots of Democrats who side with Senator Warren. They're, generally speaking, they're people from the Northeast or the Upper Midwest, some parts of the country you might call people referred to as the Rust Belt. They are more tied to unions, more tied to old traditional forms of manufacturing, and they feel globalization has hurt workers, drive down wages. They see these big trade deals as not in the interests of the workers. But there are lots of Democrats who are more tech-oriented, also live on the West Coast. You know, if you're a younger Democrat who works for Apple, Nike, you live in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, they face the Pacific Ocean and they see a lot of opportunities here.
Mm-hmm.
So they want this deal to go forward. And it's really kind of a big cultural, regional age divide in some ways among the Democrats.
Right. So we know the Senate rejected this request for a fast-track vote and this giving the president more authority to just hammer out the deal and then bring it back to Congress for this up or down vote, even though the White House, we remember, was saying there would be a public review. Those on the other side of the debate were saying it's too late. We are nervous about it. What happened today?
Well, today, basically, they took more votes in the Senate. They put together some compromises. There were things that Democrats wanted, trade-related issues. For example, they wanted a bill that deals with currency manipulation. There's concerns that foreign countries, especially in Asia, may manipulate their currency to make it cheaper, make their exports more attractive than ours. So some of these extra issues got tacked on today for separate votes, and those things moved along. But the key issue for the White House was getting this trade promotion authority over this procedural hurdle, this business called cloture. It's kind of a weird term, but basically what it means is they can now move on to the debate, maybe as early as next week, and get this thing done. The fact that it passed with 65 votes on this procedural issue means it's very likely that the Senate will approve this now next week or so. And then it still, of course, has to go over to the House. So there are, will still be lots of votes to come yet before it all gets done for this fast-track authority. And then later in the summer, maybe into the fall, they'll finally get to the meat of it, which is this Pacific trade deal. And
wow,
that's where, you know, the really bigger fights will break
right
out.
What actually happened when the president gets to go and negotiate that deal? Marilyn Geewax,
right,
senior business editor at NPR, about the politics in Congress around the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this 12-nation deal the president very much wants. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.